This is a Stoner Morning Show special report.
All right, I'm at Canastock 2023 up in Poughkeepsie, New York, and I am with a fellow attendee, Joe.
That's me.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a few questions.
Shoot.
Who are you?
My name is Joe. I come from Rockland County. I traveled up here today to have a good time at Canastock. Everybody seems to be having a good time here at the Consumption Lounge.
That's true. And in some way, you've already answered my subsequent questions, which were, how did you get here, and what do you hope to experience today?
Well, I drove up here, and I've been to a previous Canastock in Woodstock, New York, back in the fall, and I enjoyed myself there, and I thought I'd have a good time here. It's a little crowded, a little hectic. I parked myself in the Consumption Lounge, and I think I'm just going to stay here for a while, chill out, look at the people who've purchased very expensive items.
And a $20 plant.
A $20 plant. He's got two of them. I hope they make it home.
All right. I'm going to ask you one of those questions again, but it's going to be now a little bit more profound.
Oh, it's profound.
How did you get here?
How did I get here? I guess Mom. Mom might have had something to do with it.
Blessings to her. Anything you want to say about your mother?
Well, it's getting to be Mother's Day. Well, my mother has, God rest her soul, has been gone for about 15 years. She was a fairly pleasant woman. She was no saint. But
fairly pleasant is a compliment for some people of certain older generations, though. It's a triumph to even be fairly.
It was difficult, and she was pleasant even if it killed her. But she was a fine woman, and I really don't have that many relatives left, so I really don't care. They won't be angry if I say something untoward towards my mother. There's nobody else alive that would really give two shits. You could say that on book.
Of course, yes. Joe, thank you so much. We've
my
shared
pleasure.
Some things on audio and
prior. I didn't know we were
prior.
Gonna get that deep.
Well, that's fine. This is the lounge, and we're lounging, so that happens.
My sister doesn't listen to it. Well, she agrees with me.
Oh, okay.
She's actually more so.
Thank you, Joe. Same questions that everyone's getting. Who are you?
I am Big Gas Dispensary. We were just licensed in the Mid-Hudson on Thursday, and my name is Zamia Lewis.
Congrats.
Thank you.
How did you get here?
We're Legacy. You know, we were the boys on the street. We were the weed sellers. And then we became legal. You know, we made our own brand, and we have a clothing brand. And then we applied, and now we're here.
Excellent. What do you hope to experience today?
Connections. You know, just becoming a licensee, there's a long process. So meeting other people that have experience going legal, meeting growers, because we need weed.
It's true. It's done wonders.
Yeah.
Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
How are you involved in cannabis?
Well, I'm a fan. And I'll give you my card.
Sure, thank you.
I got stoned off of my own weed brownies one night and then started thinking about time travel. And so that's how you can reach me.
Okay.
If you see anything weird, say something weird to the time travel hotline.
Okay, thank you. I'll make sure you're at our grand opening.
Thank you. Check, check. Okay, quick random interviews. Who are you?
My name is Kimberly.
Kimberly, it's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
My next question, how did you get here today?
Well, first in my car, and then because my fiance and I were looking for something to do today, and we found this online, so.
Nice. Well, what do you expect to find here today at Canastock?
Some cannabis, which would be nice, yeah. I know with the legality, they can only do, like, certain things for sale, certain things they could give away, but just a good time with people who have, you know, similar interests.
Yeah. I think you will find that, so congratulations. You're about to have a great Saturday, Kimberly.
Thank you.
Oh, my final question. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
What made you think of giving up having a sign that says free sign?
Laziness.
Okay.
It was, it makes this job easier, that's all.
That's awesome. That's great.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Check, check, check. Okay, who are you?
I'm Beth Smith, owner of Westchester Harvesting Company, LLC, out of White Plains.
Excellent. How did you get here?
I drove in my car, and Juan and I decided to come up because we're looking for growers and manufacturers so that we can put those products in our new dispensary.
Excellent. You, in some ways, you answered my next question, but you're able to speak further. What do you hope to experience here today?
I'm hoping to develop my list of products because the OCM is asking us now for who and where and how we're going to sell in our new dispensary. So I came here to get those product lists.
Excellent. Final question. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
What's your favorite strain?
Honestly, I usually bake and it all works.
Beautiful. Perfect. Thank you.
Who are you?
I'm Bryce Volnick, also known as Gas Star by people at Poughkeepsie.
Welcome home.
Welcome home. I don't know. Welcome home.
How did you get here today?
I got here today. I drove my mom because she wanted to come with me for Mother's Day.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, she has a medical card, so yeah.
Blessings. What do you expect or hope to find here?
I'm hoping to find some good dabs. I don't know what the dab bar is up there. I want to check that out. I'm, you know, looking at some girls. I don't know. Honestly, I'm just hanging out.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything you'd like to ask me?
What's your favorite way to smoke?
By making, eating it in brownie form that I make myself.
Have you ever made brownies with carts instead of using dab butter?
I've not.
Check it out. You take like carts and you take the oil you would make for the brownies and you put like unscrew the carts, you put them in the dab oil and then you heat it up and then like all that oil is going to activate and mix in with the normal oil and then you just make brownies normally like that.
Is it a 1-to-1 ratio for the butter I use? Sorry.
It's I would say that the oil probably settles like towards the bottom of the brownie, but I've gotten more potent ones of those than ever using can of butter.
I mean, what's the measurements?
Oh, it's measurements? I would say use like 1.5 carts per batch of brownies.
Got it.
Brownies.
Got it. All right. Good work. Who are you?
My name is Chelsea. I am the founder and CEO of Puff Cards, the only greeting card that you could put weed inside, and I'm also a co-host on Tri-State High Society Seshcast.
Nice. How did you get here?
I drove here, but I actually went to the first Can of Stock. I helped one of my retailers who carries my product. They had a booth. Her store is called Hemp and Humanity. She's also here today, and that's how I got involved with the Can of Stock.
Welcome. What are you hoping to experience here today?
I'm trying to see what's going on in the New York State cannabis scene. I'm very heavily immersed in New York City cannabis culture, but I want to see what the rest of the state has to offer. I've already seen some great brands, a lot of women here representing today, which is beautiful in this community and definitely in the state of New York.
Excellent. Final question. Do you have any questions for me?
How did you end up here?
Well, I took a train to Queens and then 18 Baby Blue, the wonderful Samantha, drove. I didn't even have to navigate. She had control of the radio. I really just looked out the window.
It's a beautiful thing. Did you guys put one in the air?
Well, yes.
That's right.
All right. Excellent. Check, check, check. Okay. I am here with...
Taylor.
And Logan.
Who are you?
A human.
I'm me.
Okay. How did you get here? Here.
I drove.
Okay.
Oh, I think I'm in here, like on this planet.
I mean, it's an open question.
I drove.
Okay.
I was born into this universe some way, somehow.
Okay, good. What do you hope to experience today, or see, or find?
A lot of weed.
Good times, and just like she said, a lot of weed.
Final question, is there anything you would like to ask me? We'll go this way.
Who are you?
Same question, who are you?
Okay, well, my name is Sean Wickens, and I'll leave you with one other thing. This is my card, it's the time travel hotline. If you see anything weird, you can say something weird. Okay. Was that successful?
Yes.
Very much so.
Okay, good. Here we are again at Canastock. Who are you?
My name is James Perez Rogers.
How did you get here?
I got here this morning with my mom and my sister from Woodstock.
What do you hope to experience here today?
I hope to network with the cannabis companies to find out their needs for cannabis photography.
Are there any questions you have for me?
What got you here?
I'm here because I'm a stoner comedian, and I don't really tell jokes about weed, but I think weed puts me in a place where I can channel things that at least make me laugh deeply.
Of course. I feel the same.
Thank you. About me?
About weed.
Oh, good. Any closing thoughts? Anything else you'd like to share?
I think it's a wonderful atmosphere. I think it's such a chill vibe, and I'm really excited at the size of the crowd of people that came out.
Excellent. We did it. Perfect. I'm asking everybody the same short, random questions. Who are you?
I am Martin Mills, and I host the 420 Report on Radio Woodstock. Co-produce Canastock, and I do many, many other things within the cannabis space.
Excellent. How did you get here?
I drove.
What do you hope to find here today?
Well, pretty much hope to find people having an amazing, fun time, celebrating cannabis, enjoying themselves in this new, like, adult use legal space. And I think that's what's happening. So almost maybe mission accomplished.
I've heard that said today already. Finally, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Excellent. Closing thoughts?
Closing thoughts. Well, remember what I said. I'm not much of a thinker.
Yes.
You know, so my deep thoughts are, you know, I would say thank you to everybody who came to Canastock. You know, there's going to be more Canastocks, and be sure to check out the Excelsior Cup, which will be the premier cup of New York products.
Chef's kiss. Well done. Okay, who are you?
Dave.
Dave, how did you get here?
I traveled.
Excellent. Dave, who traveled here, what do you expect to or hope to experience today?
I like to meet new people.
Mission accomplished. And finally, do you have any questions for me?
Who are you?
Okay, my name is Sean, and I am the son of my mother and father.
I feel that.
Check, check, check. No. You can. You're allowed. That's always an option. Who are you?
My name is Jason Santello. I'm one of the co-founders of the New York Card Coalition. I'm actually a card applicant with my wife, who is a woman minority-owned business called Flower City Dispensary up in Rochester, New York.
How did you get here?
How I got into the market, I was 14 years old when I first bought my first ounce. Okay, I turned that into a complete living experience. I've been on my own since I was 15 years old. I turned that into ancillary businesses. My wife and I own and operate a company called MetaVega Corporation that is a manufacturing distribution company for indoor lighting and growing equipment to brick and mortar retail stores throughout the nation. Through that platform, we opened up our own hydroponic store in our local region, Fairport, New York, called Flower City Hydroponics. Now, pre-legalization, my wife and I incorporated Flower City Dispensary in 2020 as a woman minority-owned business. So how I got in the space? in a fucking nutshell, I mean, 27 years of fucking hustling and grinding, survival.
What do you hope to experience here today?
Well, what we're trying to do is recruit. You know, we are New York Car Coalition, and we're seeking all invested stakeholders in the industry, primarily the card applicants or card licensees that are looking for stability, structure, guideline, you know, guidance. You know, we're out here hustling, and we need survival skill sets, and the only way to do that is to stick together.
Finally, do you have any questions for me?
Well, you tell me.
Well, your answer is no. If I ask you if you have questions for me and you say you tell me, then
it's... Okay. All right. So if I have any questions for you, yeah. Fuck no.
Okay, good. We did it. I am here with...
Mercury.
I have a question for you that may seem random. It may seem straightforward. It may seem profound. You can answer it however you'd like. How did you get here today?
Well, I drove across the Mid-Hudson Bridge. It was an interesting journey to find parking, but we did it with faith, love, and pixie dust.
Congrats. What are you hoping to experience today?
Just a room full of people all loving the same thing, all just enjoying the wonderful herb that is cannabis.
Final question. Is there anything you want to ask me, Mercury?
Yes. What is the name of this podcast?
Sure. It's Stoner Morning Show, and I can give you a card. And I hope you don't feel tricked. But that free sign I gave you, it's also an advertisement for a consumption-friendly comedy show we're doing in Manhattan on May 20th. If you look at the other side.
I started to look at it, but I didn't read it all the way through. So would you like me to read it for the people?
Yeah.
Okay. So Stone Laughs. It's a 420-friendly comedy show in New York City. It's on Saturday, May 20th. And their Instagram is at Stoner Morning Show, all spelled how it sounds. Yeah. Free souvenir for who? Me?
Yeah. I hope that. Sure. Is that fine? I'll take it back.
It's fine.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Check, check. Okay, for sound purposes, we stepped into a hallway, but we're still near Canastock, or in it. And. Who are you?
My name is Allie.
And how did you get here?
I got here because the company that I work for, Pedego, they have gotten an invite from the previous Canastock in September. We had a great time there. It was in Woodstock, and we just figured we'd try it out. We love the community and the atmosphere that's here, so yeah.
Excellent. What do you hope to experience here today or see? Or think or do?
The most thing that I'm looking for is just to get a better sense of the community, especially in the area. We're also looking to broaden our horizons a little bit and get in touch with more people out of Beacon, where we're based in, and mostly just try to connect with the community as much as possible.
Do you have any questions for me?
What's your favorite strain?
I bake with weed, and it all works, so it's... I don't know if I have a favorite. I haven't found anything that has disappointed.
Understandable. Yeah, that's great.
Any closing thoughts?
The organization I'm here with is Pedego Beacon. We're an electric bike store, and our main focus is to get people out, get them exercising, and doing what they love.
Excellent. Well done. Thank you.
Stay safe, have fun, and smoke responsibly.
Here we are again at Canastock. Who are you?
My name is Yvonne Duco.
And how did you get here?
How did I get here today? For my love and advocacy of cannabis in New York State.
Do you have any questions for me?
I do not, but I would like to plug, I work for the Cannabis Union for New York State, the local 338, so I just want to give a little shout out to them.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you.
Take two. No harm, no foul. Who are you?
Rosa.
Rosa, how did you get here?
I drove.
What do you hope to find here today?
A husband.
Are there any questions you'd like to ask me?
Are you high?
Slightly. We both know where the consumption lounge is, I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
Will you be visiting the dab bar upstairs?
I don't know how to get up there. Can you tell me?
Yeah. You go out that way, past the food and to the right. There are stairs to go upstairs. It's just one flight, and there's also restrooms up there.
Do I pay?
I don't know.
Fantastic.
The journey is free.
Thank you.
Okay. Check, check. Who are you?
My name is Michael. I work with a company called Disposable. I'm here as a guest, not as a vendor, but I'm here with our distributor. It's Lit Distro, and they're giving out free pipes.
How did you get here?
Like physically, like in a via car? Well, that's a real loaded question, because then I have to go back to the fornication of my parents, I suppose. So I guess I got here by random selection, natural selection of genes. And then I also got here today via a vehicle that burns carbon fuel called an automobile.
What do you expect to experience here today, or find or see?
We're very interested in this emergent marketplace of cannabis. So these events, we like to see how the marketplace is creating its framework, building itself. Specifically, these kinds of events have regular people out, customers who can just walk in off the street, plus there are businesses here representing. So I think these are perfect events to keep an eye on the emergent cannabis marketplace, essentially, if you're interested in such things.
Final question, do you have any questions for me and or final statements?
How did you get here?
GPS.
Okay, that works.
Okay, who are you?
Yeah, my name's Derek. I've been working for It's Lit Distro. We've been at it for just over a year, trying to make a name for ourselves in the community. We're local, so when people see our products out on the shelves, they'll be like, oh, hey, we met those guys at the convention, bunch of good dudes, you know, just like normal everyday people, you know. And so when they see their products, they could trust our products, that they know what is actually labeled in our products is what's going to be in it. And all of our lab reports, they say the same thing. So you could basically test the one lab report, and then they'll be where it was sent from, where it was received to us. On a lot of products, they just put phony lab reports on there where one page comes up, you just bite that, and then you could just write your congressman after if something bad happens. But we just want to make sure our products are exactly what they say they are. So we want to build trust, a trusting relationship in the community, basically.
Valid.
Through honest work.
How did you get here?
Okay, well, yeah, so I've been growing professionally since 2008 in Colorado. And, you know, when I was pioneering the legal front out there, and when it was starting to become legal out here, I was like, well, that's where I'm from originally. My family's here, so I have to come back and, you know, just support the culture, you know, just be a part of the movement. And hopefully it'll be legal in every state by next year. And then hopefully real cannabis will be legal. So we'll be able to have real cannabis for sale at some point in the future, too.
What do you hope to experience here today, or learn about, or see, or feel?
Oh, I'm always trying to learn. You know, you think you know everything in this community, and then you meet somebody who's just like levels ahead of you in one aspect. Like my guy could roll joints within like 2 seconds. But I, at every place I go to, every festival, I try to make one new friend that, like, you know, maybe for life. So just meeting one new person, it makes up for the time here. Like,
that's wonderful. My last question is, do you have any questions for me and or any closing thoughts?
I don't have any. No questions. Closing thoughts. Hey, it's pretty cool to be interviewed, man. I haven't had anyone try to interview me for any reason in a long time. So yeah, I appreciate being targeted for an interview. I like that.
Well, if I had to give a grade, I'd give it an A+.
Would you really? Oh, okay, that you're too nice. You're too nice. Okay.
A-.
There we go. Now that's a realistic one. That's a realistic grade on there. But I hope you enjoy yourself here. And, like, hey, it's been a great time. I'm about to be going out for the 420 for the special time of the day. Stuffing a cone right here. I see a lot of smoke coming in. But we should be able to smoke in here any time now. But I can't be the first one to do it because I'm working here. But if I was a patron walking around, I probably would have already lit it up.
Well, you can inhale in here, then hold your breath, walk outside, and then let it go.
That's true. I can hold my breath for a real long time. I was tested at the YMCA, but I don't know if that was a long time ago now. That was in a land before time. You know.
Hey, all right. Well, that was a quick sample of Canastock 2023. I want to thank everyone who spoke with me, some of whom were handed a free sign as, a consolation prize. Hopefully that was a memory, and hopefully it was a good one. Nobody asked me, well, a few people asked me who I was and how I got there, but nobody asked me what I expected to see while I was there. And now, having been there, I can tell you what I did find, and I did find plenty of good-natured people who share a love, a passion, a connection, and I hope this doesn't sound too vague, but we all need things to celebrate, and Canastock 2023 was one of those things. However you got there, why ever you were there, there was fun to be had. Tune in to the next Stoner Morning Show episode, which might be a sharing of my own personal weed brownie recipe. And if you do happen to be around New York City on Saturday, May 20th, we do have two shows the same night, Stoned Laughs. Saturday, May 20th, get tickets through at Stoner Morning Show, Stoned Laughs. It's our, I believe, 21st or 22nd secret session. We'll let you know when you get there. This is Sean Wickens signing off.